brother.
Oh,
what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Yeah. Well, you'd be doing better if it was Friday.
Wouldn't we all be?
Yeah. But anyway, good morning to everybody. And I have a special guest this morning. And you know, this is a man who is a candidate for the Democratic side of the United States Senate. He is a man that I've had on several times, and I think he's a man who has earned the right to appear on the airways again and again and again, and I would extend an invitation to him even after, you know, the election coming up in a week or so. I think what he's accomplished, his sacrifices in his life, the impact that he's had on other people's lives, he warrants. His opinion should be valued by all. I want to welcome back to the airways my good friend, Dr. Darrell Williams. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, sir. It is an honor to be back on the show, especially at this time with all the events that have taken place over the past week or so. So, it's just an honor to be back on and discuss some of these issues.
Yeah, let's begin, Dr. Williams. Your campaign is still going.
And I want all the viewers to know that I am still on the ballot and still in the race. As you know, there's been quite a few people who have dropped out. Mr. Lazary, Sarah Gladuski, and Tom Nelson. So the people who are in the race now is Mandela Barnes, myself, Darrell Williams, and Peter Pekarsky and Cooley, I believe.
So before we go any further, let's talk a little bit about who Dr. Darrell Williams is.
Yes, I mentioned before on the show before. This is not an Eddie Murphy movie about the name you know or the person who has the most money. And as you see, the person who had the most money in this race is no longer in the race. But I grew up in Abbeville, Mississippi, as a town of about 316 people. Used to pick cotton for two of 100. That's $2 for every 100 pounds of cotton. But I came here to Milwaukee to teach. I taught here in Milwaukee Public Schools and was an administrator for over 22 years, was selected National Principal of the Year, and was interim superintendent of schools in Beloit for 4 years. And I joined the Army when I was 16 years old, served this country and this state for 29 years, and two tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and received the Purple Heart Bronze Star Medal, and was appointed as emergency manager for the state of Wisconsin by Governor Evers. That is the lead state agency that deals with natural and man-made disasters. We serve as the heartbeat of the COVID-19 response and civil unrest action within this state. And I work with MATC as an adjunct instructor for almost 10 years, working with our CBOs, our community-based organizations, and also Genesis, the halfway house for people transitioning from prison back inside the community.
You know, Dr. Williams, you are an absolute treasure in our community, and the impact that you've had on the lives of people are too numerous to even mention. But you made a decision to enter into the game of politics, and you made a decision to, you know, run for a position that generally is for sale, And you really knew going in that the for-profit political industry was going to be a difficult thing to overcome. What have you learned in all this time?
The reason I got into this race from the very beginning is because I really wanted to make a difference on behalf of the people. And everybody always say that, so I want to say it, and not a cliche, but one of the things about it is this. You know, after 27 years in education and 29 years in the military, most folks could say this guy can go sit at home at Fort Living Room and be quiet and not have to get involved. But because of some of the things that I saw with some of the politicians and so forth in my role, I see that they were not fighting as hard as they say they were in front of the camera, behind the scenes inside some of these closed session meetings where the public would never see. So it did not sit right with me, and I said to myself at the end of the night, I have to sleep with me. And I decided to run for this race. But what I learned over this past year is some of the, you know, I get the politics, and I see some of the politics that have been played. But some of it, Earl, is straight bullshit, to be honest with you. And the thing about it is, with some of the issues that have played itself out recently, especially within the media, as you know, there was a televised debate that had occurred on WTMJ4, and I was not a part of that televised debate. And what ended up happening was, in May, they sent out some criteria to four of the candidates, three of whom are not in the race, but did not inform the other candidates until June 21st about this criteria, and with a deadline to get 5,000 individual signatures to get to be a part of the televised debate. And so when I asked them about that, WTMJ4, I said, so you telling me I got 9 days to get 5,000, not only me, but the four other candidates who are on the ballot to get to be a part of the televised debate? And I said, well, I've never heard of that before, and the other candidates have never heard that. So they sent us the criteria on the 21st, giving us 9 days to get it done with the Democratic convention taking place in La Crosse. And then we ran into the issue, so we were not a part of that debate. So I said, well, what about the 48% of the people at the time in this state who want to see debate and make an informed so they can make an informed decision? I said, how in the world can we expect people to make an informed voting decision when the very people they're being asked to vote for is being denied to them on the larger stage by which they would get a chance to know them? And so, but anyway, they stuck with that. So there are hundreds of thousands of people who did not see all the candidates. And I said, this is a form of legal voter suppression where you can shake the face of what this election looked like by simply hushing the voices of the people on the stage and denying the people of Wisconsin the opportunity to see the faces and hear the voices of the people they're being asked to vote for. WISN Channel 12 said that you cannot be a part of their televised debate, which was normally going to be held today, unless you had $250,000 to be on the stage. So on last week, myself and Peter Pekarsky, who is another candidate, we have held a press conference with WTMJ4, Channel 12, and there were numerous news stations online. And we talked about Peter talked about the legal piece of it, and I talked about the voter suppression side of it at 11 o'clock on July the 29th. And then later on that night at 5 o'clock on the 5 o'clock news, they announced that the debate that was originally supposed to be held today was going to be canceled.
So, Dr. Williams, here you are, a man who has a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star, and put your life on the line for all the different things, democracy, and all the different things that you hear reiterated time and time again over the news outlets, you know. And so let me ask you, after you've seen what you've seen now, and the fact that you put your life on the line, are you a little frustrated at what you saw? I mean, did you expect this to happen in a nation that touts its freedom in the fact that we are above the other nations of the earth when it comes to openness in elections and those kinds of things. I wanted to hear your view. And I think no view could be better than a man who has done what you've done to talk about this nation and what you've witnessed in this last year, politically.
Thing, to be honest with you, I thought about the many conversations I had with our veterans, especially our minority veterans. And one of the things they always a common theme is the very freedom that we fought for was being denied to them. And that's what I kind of felt like. I said the very freedom, the democracy of this nation that I fought for 29 years and in two combat zones, I said, this is being denied to me right here in front of my face.
Right.
And I thought more about it from the perspective of not just myself, but from the very people who we say that we are here to support. And example is this: we sit up here and we talk about the importance of people voting, the right to vote, the importance of knowing the voters and their views and hearing their views. And here it is, the largest venue by which people get a chance to see and hear the candidates and make an informed decision is being denied to them. And so I spoke out. I said it is a injustice to the work and efforts of LULAC, the NAACP, Souls to the Polls, who are out here working day to day for years and have been for years to get people to the polls, especially in our minority communities. But I asked the question, I said, how is it that we can continue to bring souls to the poll when the people that are not even allowed to see the faces and hear the voices of the people who they are expected to vote for? And that's not to take away anything from I understand the power of the vote. I get all that. So I'm not saying people don't go vote. What I'm saying is everybody who is watching and listening, you should be more appalled than I am because you have not been given the opportunity to see the faces and hear the voices of all the people who are even in this race so that you can make an informed decision. And that's important. So I am not frustrated. I'm to be honest with you, Earl, I'm not even discouraged. I'm more encouraged because it just tells me that this is why we need to, revamp and deal with this situation that's at hand. I'm really more upset about it for the people of Wisconsin than I am for myself.
So, Dr. Williams, hang on. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 on the line. My good friend, Dr. Darrell Williams. He's a candidate for the United States Senate on Democratic nomination. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. Be right back.